Israeli forces killed one person and wounded several others, including children, in a double-tap strike in central Gaza yesterday, according to a paramedic at Al-Auda Hospital, Mohammed Ahmed.
I'm a paramedic at Al-Auda Hospital, and we received news of targeting in the western part of Nuzarat City. We headed out as fast as possible to the attack's location. We discovered a number of injuries among children, and one person had been killed.
He spoke to Dropsite News, which reports that the occupants of the civilian vehicle survived the first missile, but a person who tried to leave the car was struck by a second missile, while another was hit by a third. A fourth missile was fired at civilians trying to rescue the wounded. Meanwhile, U.S. House Representative Ro Khanna has become the first U.S. congressional representative in history to be detained by Israeli settlers and the Israeli military while on a visit to the occupied West Bank. Khanna, a Democrat representing California's Silicon Valley, was traveling with an aide and an interpreter last week while visiting Kirbet Zanuta, a Palestinian village that has been abandoned because of settler attacks. Khanna described the scene on NBC's Meet the Press this morning after the host read an Israeli statement denying that the military had detained the group.
The IDF is lying. What happened was unprecedented. They had violent settlers detain American citizens, including an American government official. You had these settlers brandishing M4s, kicking the tires of our van, laughing at us, mocking at us, videotaping us. We were detained for about 20 minutes, fearful of our lives. Then the IDF comes, four soldiers, they tell our translator that they're on the side of the settlers. They further detain us and block us in. We had to call the American embassy. Fortunately, David Brownstein helped, and he got to someone in Israel. And 75 minutes after the detention by the IDF soldiers and by these settlers, we were let through. Now, I heard the prime minister, and he says that Israel is a country of law and order. But let me be very specific. The prime minister needs to open an investigation on these violent settlers who are connected to Yanon Levy, who has destroyed Zanuta's village and is a known person who has killed Palestinians.
The New York Times reported that the incident was witnessed by one of its photographers. If this can happen to an American member of Congress, Khanna wrote afterwards to supporters, imagine what life is like for Palestinians. Posting on social media last night, Khanna compared the Israeli occupied West Bank to the Jim Crow South in the U.S.
I met Palestinian families who did not have enough water to flush the toilet or to wash their clothes, while Israeli settlers had four times the water. I talked to street owners and shop owners in Hebron who said that settlers from the top would urinate down on them, would throw acid at them, would throw rotten vegetables at them. I saw checkpoints where you had two different license plates, one license plate if you were an Israeli settler, another license plate if you were Palestinian. You know, it doesn't really matter what your ideology is. What is happening in the West Bank is just inhumane. No human being would tolerate it. That's what I want to try to get across. It's like the Jim Crow South. We need to stand up for human dignity.
Also Saturday, Israeli settlers destroyed a West Bank farm and wounded several Palestinians in Masafer Yatta, according to CNN. In a separate incident, Israeli police detained four settlers after they attacked a vehicle carrying journalists in the West Bank town of Sinjil. CNN had a team among the journalists attacked who were there to cover the one-year anniversary of the killing of a Palestinian-American man who was beaten to death by Israeli settlers. Meanwhile, British Labour Party leader Andy Burnham, who is expected to become Britain's next prime minister after Keir Starmer steps down, has issued a video apology over Labour's actions regarding Gaza.
I know many people feel that at the start of Israel's military action in Gaza, my party didn't get it right, and I am sorry about that. The response has too often not been good enough. We need to do better. Yes, we have taken some important steps. These include recognising the Palestinian state, placing sanctions on Israeli ministers and imposing waves of sanctions on violent settlers and the organisations that support them. I also fully support the restrictions on arms licences to make sure that no British bombs or bullets can be used by the IDF in Gaza or in the West Bank. But let's be honest, the UK was too slow to call for a ceasefire, and we must now do more to strengthen our approach.
Pro-Palestinian groups and many Labour members of Parliament welcomed Burnham's statement, but also called on him to back his words with decisive action, both in the arena of foreign policy as well as in the British government's response to domestic civil disobedience by activist group Palestine Action, which Starmer's leadership had equated to terrorists.